Okay. But right now there are also about 2,600 inmates double bunked. Will the 1,700 new units accommodate them as well?
Well, we won't make any changes on the double bunking policy. That double bunking is appropriate. All Western democracies use double bunking, dual accommodation in appropriate cells. And we will continue to do that in appropriate circumstances. The percentages have remained fairly constant in that respect, and I don't see any reason to discontinue double bunking.
So then, I mean, but Corrections Canada's official policy is single cell accommodation. Has that policy changed?
Well, look, they've been having dual accommodations in prisons as long as I can recall.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the official policy is. The practice has been to double bunk.
And you think it should stay that way?
Absolutely.
Even if it's gone up? Like, I think right now it's about 18.5%, so almost one in five inmates, both men and women, are double bunked.
If it's appropriate to do so, that's a decision that the commissioner will make, and I support his decision.
What makes it appropriate or not appropriate?
You'd have to speak to the commissioner. He's the expert.
Okay. But then it's your expectation that the increase in units will still have as much double bunking as we have now, perhaps more.
When Correctional Services of Canada predicted there'd be 4,000 new prisoners and only 1,000 materialized, to make predictions is always a difficult thing.
Right.
There is enough flexibility in the system presently to properly accommodate prisoners, and that includes the use of double bunking.
So you think double bunking is safe then, the way it's being practiced now?
I believe so.
Okay. And, you know, in terms of this new capacity plan with the, you know, a net 1,700 new units, the plan is to keep double bunking this, you know, as it is now.
I've given no directions to the commissioner to change his policy in that respect, and I don't intend to do so.